Enumclaw legislator, State Senator Phil Fortunato, who I've known for a long, long time. Senator Fortunato, thanks for making the time this morning. Tell me the status in Olympia of any movement, any momentum at all to tackle the issue of freeway tolling and getting rid of it.
So I want to give you a little bit of a background. I sit on a 167-405 advisory committee with the Secretary of Transportation, and I pointed out to the Secretary of Transportation, who just simply listed all the things that he wants to do, like extend the toll into Puyallup along 167. And then they showed a slide that, you know, I'm having a compendium put together of all the phrases that they use and what they actually mean. Anytime somebody hears the term managed lanes, that means tolls. So they showed a slide that showed four general purpose lanes and one HOV lane. And they said, look, our computer modeling shows this as total gridlock. But if we had three general purpose lanes and two managed lanes, traffic just flows. And I said, do you expect me to believe that? I go, if you want to show me that what you're saying is actually true, let's do a six-month study on getting no HOV lanes, no toll lanes. Let everybody go. So, Mr. Secretary, I could count on your support for that. And he goes, no. Now, Palumbo from the 1st District is also on there.
Guy Palumbo.
And his district is the north side of 405 up there, right. Bothell, I think. And he's complaining about the same thing. So him and I introduced a bill to just say, get rid of the tolls. And I'm trying to get his support on a second bill to say, you know, a backup bill that says, let's do a 6-month study on no tolls, no HOV lanes. So we have a double approach on trying to get that out there.
Who's chairing transportation in the Senate?
Hobbs.
Steve Hobbs. Steve Hobbs should be receptive to at least giving the idea a hearing.
Oh, I think so. I think we'll get a hearing. And, you know, now that the Democrats are in charge, a whole bunch of proposals that we proposed as totally unreasonable are now reasonable because now they want to claim the mantle. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, when you're in a minority, sometimes you'll draft a bill that to make a point. When you're in a majority, though, I mean, you're supposed to be drafting bills that you expect actually to become law. So hopefully we'll push this bill through. And since it's sponsored by a Democrat, we'll see if we could get it through.
Boy, that would be landmark. I mean, the Department of Transportation, you know, is just going to line up against it. Was it Secretary Millard who was saying, no, I'm not interested? Was that the guy you were talking to?
Right.
Well, this is the same transportation secretary who said, we're never going to be able to reduce traffic congestion.
We just have to live with it.
Out loud, he said, it's never going to get better. And I'm thinking, you know, can you imagine if a principal showed up and said, test scores in the school are never going to get better. Or if a new police chief on his first day on the job, we're never going to be able to bring down crime. I mean, talk about the wrong guy in the wrong job.
Well, it's funny you should say that because he actually made that statement at a national conference in Spokane.
Right.
And where he said, basically, we can't do anything about congestion. We just have to live with it. So the next day, I wrote him a letter. And I said, if you can't, state law says your agency has to do things to relieve congestion. Now, if you're telling me you can't do it, I go, get out of the way and let somebody else who can. I said, what would have happened if the guy, Kennedy makes his speech, we're going to go to the moon, and the guy that he puts in charge says, you know, we really can't do it.
Yeah.
How long do you think that guy would have his job?
No, if the head of NASA in 1960
it's never going to happen.
We're never going to make it. So I'm glad to see there might actually be some movement on this issue. The second thing I want to talk to you about is yesterday there was a hearing where four separate bills were heard. Four separate gun control bills. Here's how they were explained by Q13.
The group behind statewide gun control measures back with what it's calling its most robust legislative agenda to date. Four gun control bills a Senate committee heard today.
My now husband Kyle and I dove to the ground each time a new round of rapid gunfire sprayed us, and we ran for our lives during the seconds in between.
My mother, a former Marine and school psychologist in the Tri-Cities, was beaten and shot by her then husband with a .45 caliber pistol.
Those tools only work if guns have serial numbers, the kind that licensed manufacturers are required to include.
These are the voices of survivors and advocates calling on Washington lawmakers to pass four gun control bills, limiting large capacity magazines, restricting so-called untraceable firearms like 3D printed guns, authorizing gun removal during domestic violence cases, and implementing concealed carry training requirements.
If I can't have him, then I got to do something for him.
Amy okay. Strahan is speaking out for Sam.
So, those are the four items, the four pieces of legislation that are part of the Washington Coalition, Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility's agenda. Let's take them one at a time. Tell me what you think about them and their chances of success. Start with the high-capacity magazines.
So at the gun rally, I don't know whether you saw, I think it was Q13 or King 5. So at the gun rally, I showed up with five 21-round magazines because I said I was afraid of running out of ammo. I go, these people have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. I mean, I'm a bad guy. I've already made the commitment. I'm either going to kill somebody, I'm going to rob a store, I'm going to, you know, assault somebody. The last thing I'm going to be thinking about is the number of rounds in my magazine. However, I'm going to disadvantage. And remember, when we're talking about this, I said gun control is a woman's issue. I mean, all you need to do is run through a video simulator, put somebody with 10 rounds and two proposed assailants, okay, and see how many times you're going
right.
to hit them.
But with that said, just talk not about policy, but politics. Is it going to pass?
Oh, yeah, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Well, do they have the votes?
Enough, they have but there's a number. They have enough of a margin that even their pro-gun guys could vote no, and it will still pass. In the past, you had two, three pro-gun senators. So that's why when they had the majority at 25, they couldn't get things passed. Now they got, 28?
Right.
They can do whatever the heck they want.
Okay, so when it comes to concealed carry, in Washington State, if you go to the police station, you get fingerprinted, you undergo a background check, you pay a fee, you can get a concealed carry permit. The Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility wants to say, no, that's not enough. Now you need to take a training course. Now, I don't know on what basis they're making the claim that you should be forced to do that. It's always a good idea to take a training course, but I don't know of any case where somebody did something awful with a concealed carry permit that was traced to the fact that they weren't trained. Nevertheless, that puts one more impediment in front of people who want to conceal carry legally. Is that going to pass? Is that going to pass?
Just to be clear, they're not trying to take away your gun rights. They are just trying to make it so you can't carry a gun here, you can't carry a gun there. We're going to limit everything possible and put as many instructions in a way as possible, but we're not trying to limit your gun rights. Now, if anybody believes that they are not trying to take away your gun and seize your gun, get that out of your head, because that is exactly what they're trying to do. That's why they want you to register your guns and all this other stuff. I mean, hell, they're talking about banning tubular magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. This is madness.
At one point, will their agenda run into the Constitution? The Constitution, as Antonin Scalia's Heller decision makes clear, does allow for some regulation. At what point do you think it crosses the line of constitutional intrusion?
Well, our state constitution is even more generous in a Second Amendment way than the national constitution. The problem comes in is, look at the Supreme Court we have. You know, so, I mean, all bets are off on if you're a gun owner, if you're a gun owner, this last election, elections have consequences, and in this case, they are all bad.
All right.
So,
Senator Fortunato, appreciate you being with us. Let me put you on hold so you can talk to Philip Jay, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.